Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Peace and blessings. Good evening. This is Rashad Suni Elamine, your host of Your Health is Your Wealth. I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening. This program, we speak about health issues, and things that will help you and benefit you if you pay close attention. I want to first thank Imam Alfred Muhammad, the host of Religion Means Alive, for allowing me this segment on Thursday, every Thursday, 7 o'clock. And also, forgive me, last week we tried to get on, but there was some kind of glitch, and we just couldn't have the program. And I was ready to move forward and share some information with you. So, again, forgive me for not being able to get on last week. It wasn't my fault, but something happened with our programming, and we hope that we don't have that problem again. Before we start, and I always ask you, please have your pen and pads ready to take notes. You should take notes because we always share some pretty good information. And as you know, I'm a holistic educator, a naturopath by profession, and I always try to share as much information as possible, you know, because I love people and I want to see them healthy. Now, before we start, I want to say that Imam Alfred Muhammad always asked me to speak to you about sending funds to keep this program alive. The Religion Means Alive and Your Health is Your Wealth. And without funds, we can't continue the program. So anybody who's interested and would like to send some funds to keep the program alive with all this valuable information that we share, you can send your money orders or checks to Alfred Muhammad. Muhammad is Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey. That's Linden, New Jersey, 07036. He'd really appreciate it. And also, he has a another funding program called GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate. It's to support the prostate issue. You would just type in GoFundMe, FUNDMEALFREDMUHAMMAD, prostate, PROSTATE. So GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate, and you can send donations to that. He's very concerned about the prostate, and he would love to for you to support that program also. So we thank him for his work that he does in dealing with community issues. He's got very good program, and so tune in. Whenever he's on, tune in. So now, brothers and sisters out there, we've got a few topics this evening, and hopefully, like I said, you have your pen and pads ready. We're going to deal with all health issues. But one thing I want to talk about first is something that some of you may know about and some of you may not know about. You know, I love anything that's healthy for the body. Anything that deals with juice especially, because juice is powerful. Juicing is powerful. And I know many of you have seen programs, those infomercials on TV with the juice man and others drinking those nice elixirs and those juice concoctions, and they're looking good and healthy. Listen, it's true. The stuff works. It works. It keeps you healthy. But one juice in particular I want to point out tonight, and I will deal with some others. The main one I want to deal with is what you call wheatgrass juice. That's right, wheatgrass. grass juice. Now, it looks like grass. It looks like a tray of grass, but it's made from the wheat berries. So let's delve into this and see what this wheatgrass is all about and what it can do. And I'm going to tell you, the first time I ever had wheatgrass juice, about 25 years ago, I'm telling you, when I took a shot of that, it was only like a 1 ounce shot, small shot, I felt the lift. I felt like I was on cloud nine. I mean, that stuff perked you up. It's very good for you. And today, as a matter of fact, I was in New York. I went to meet a friend because we were picking up a juicer because we intend to open up a juice bar in the Newark area. Sometime in June, we should have the grand opening. And we're going to be doing fresh organic juices and fresh wheatgrass juices. And we want to do the vegan organic wraps. Everything is going to be organic in this house. And just stay tuned because I'll let you know when we have the grand opening, all you who live up here in the New Jersey area, and those when you come from out of town, we want you to stop by and enjoy some of this excellent organic juices and organic vegan wraps. Healthy food for mind, body, and spirit. Yes. But we'll be talking about that in the weeks to come. But let's get back to wheatgrass juice, brothers and sisters. Now, there's many healthcare professionals and nutrition experts that claim that wheatgrass is the perfect food. Well, let's see if it's true. And we know that wheatgrass juice provides your body with an incomprehensive quantity of natural nourishment and gears your entire system toward maximum strength and optimum health. And that's a fact. Yes. And it's an incredible source of energy, brothers and sisters. High-quality vitamins are in it, minerals, enzymes, and protein for everyone, you know, from children to senior citizens, you see? And so business executives, bodybuilders, athletes, people with stressful lifestyles, and everyone else who uses it finds that it consistently builds their constitution and makes them feel their best. And that's a fact. Yes. I mean, well, I tell you, I had a 2 ounce shot. I told you I had a 2 ounce shot of wheatgrass that I poured into a vegetable juice over there in New York. I went to the juice bar over there. And I tell you, I've been so energized all day. All day. I mean, that stuff really is great, brother and sister. You don't feel tired or anything. You feel really good. But we're going to see. What are the benefits? We're going to look at all this. But what is wheatgrass juice? You see? And I would say one thing before I go there. If you woke up to just 1 ounce of fresh wheatgrass juice in place of a cup of coffee, man, you would derive the same benefit as eating 2 pound green salad. Did you hear that? 1 ounce of fresh wheatgrass juice is equivalent, and you derive the same benefit of as eating a 2 pound green salad. Think about it, just 1 ounce. That's how powerful wheatgrass is. So what is it? Wheatgrass, brothers and sisters, it's the fresh green juice from what they call young wheat. So you see, look, grains such as wheat, barley, rye, and oats all produce grass. And when we plant wheat, we get wheatgrass. And then like after about 7 days of growth, you know, we harvest a deep green leafy vegetable rich in chlorophyll and nutrients. Like the vegetation that is the primary food source for most mammals. Am I right? Yes. You see cows grazing on grass? Yes. You see? Yes. But anyway, the juice squeezed from the blades of grass is the most complete and perfect food on earth. Yes, I'm telling you. You say, oh, that can't be the perfect food. Well, let's look at it. What does wheatgrass do? Well, it merely helps increase a person's stamina, and it builds healthy blood. It cleanses the whole system. It aids digestion, makes bowel movements regular, reduces cravings for addictive substances like some of you are hooked on, right? Improves fertility, yes, sisters, inhibit the growth of disease-causing bacteria and the activity of cancer-causing chemicals, and ease practically every physical and mental ailment you would expect to encounter among people who are not properly nourished. Huh? Think about that. Yes. I mean, that's powerful. You see? And, you know, you can find juice bars everywhere serve fresh wheatgrass in 1 ounce power shots. You see? Yes. Now you can find it frozen in some like those Whole Food stores. You can find it frozen there. But anyway, like I was saying, and you gotta remember, wheatgrass is like chlorophyll. It's chlorophyll, actually. And chlorophyll is almost the same makeup as blood, except for one molecule. You see? So wheatgrass has as much vitamin C as citrus fruits, and is as high in vitamin A as dark green lettuce or carrots. And it's an excellent source of B vitamins, including Laetril. You heard of Laetril? Yes, they claimed that Laetril would fight cancer. And it contains vitamin E and vitamin K as well. And wheatgrass contains all the minerals in healthy soil. Over 100, brothers and sisters, including calcium, iron, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and a variety of trace minerals such as selenium and zinc. And we know zinc is great for the prostate. We know selenium is a cancer preventative. We know magnesium is great for the heart and calcium. And to strengthen your bones. You need iron. You need sodium. You need potassium. The heart needs potassium. You see, this contains so much in this little 1 ounce shot. And it also contains all 8 essential amino acids, also known as the building blocks of protein. Yes. And wheatgrass that is a week old, just a week old, contains more enzymes than at any other stage of growth. It has simple sugar, which is glucose, which accounts for its sweet taste. And plus, there are many components which can't be identified as known nutrients, but which scientists know exist in the juice and are essential to growth and reproduction. And they call them the grass juice factors. Okay? But that's not enough, brothers and sisters. A solid portion of the wheatgrass juice is 70% chlorophyll, and that's condensed sun energy, and the world's most effective body protector and healer. So the next time, brother, you go to a juice bar, get yourself a shot of the wheatgrass, or you... Actually, let me say this. You can buy wheatgrass. You can buy the trays. Some health food stores carry them. Or this, if you go online and type in wheatgrass, where you can obtain it, you'll see it. You might have someone local in your area that's growing it. Or you can purchase the wheat berries and grow them yourself in the soil, in the tray. But anyway... So what does the research on chlorophyll reveal, brothers and sisters? You know, chlorophyll is often called the blood of plants because it is remarkably similar in molecular structure to our own blood. It has the same pH as that of healthy blood. It also functions similarly by releasing oxygen into the air, just as hemoglobin releases oxygen into the human tissue. And, you know, in the 1930s and 40s, when scientists discovered these similarities, they suspected that chlorophyll might be able to regenerate human blood. So they conducted extensive medical studies which demonstrated that chlorophyll did indeed help. You see? They said it builds healthy blood. It improves circulation. It cleanses the organs and gastrointestinal tract. It heals gum disease and ulcers. It creates an unfavorable environment for bacteria. It neutralizes the pollutant elements in food, air, and water, and low-level radiation. And freshens the breath. Yes, it freshens the breath and neutralizes body odor. Why is it freshening the breath? Because the chlorophyll factor. Remember the old chewing gum back in the day? I don't know if they still make it. I don't chew gum. It used to be called Chlorettes. Some of you older folks know that. Chlorettes. They were little chewing gum. But it had chlorophyll in it. And kept your breath fresh. You see? Yes. So, I mean, this stuff is so powerful, brothers and sisters. But let me give you some recent studies. The more recent studies focus on chlorophyll's cancer-fighting abilities. So in 1978, a biologist by the name of Chu Nan Lai, he's of the University of Texas, he's Oriental, the University of Texas System Care Center, he reported wheatgrass juice had the power to inhibit the mutagenic effect of carcinogens in vitro, that's in the test tube. But new animal studies from biochemist Roderick Dashwood from the University of Hawaii are confirming that foods rich in chlorophyll shield the body against the effects of carcinogens found in smoked or barbecued meats and protect you from aflatoxins, dangerous molds that can develop in peanuts, oils, and other foods. Okay? Now, I know a lot of you like the barbecue meats, and that's not good. That's not good, okay? You know, when you charbroil that stuff, that charbroiled part, that burnt part, that's the stuff that becomes a carcinogen that leads to cancer. And a lot of you do it all during the summer when it's hot, eating all that hot meat, all that stuff. But if you're going to go that route, which you shouldn't do, and you shouldn't eat meat the way you do, you got to take the wheatgrass juice, okay? You got to take it in order to fight the effects of that. So anyway, what makes chlorophyll prevent cancer? Well, according to the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, it's the ability to bind with cancer-causing chemicals while they are still in the digestive tract and block their absorption into the body, in part this may be why it's so important to drink wheatgrass juice every day or even twice a day to ensure that some fresh chlorophyll is in your digestive tract at all times. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Yes. I mean, listen. Is it worth it? A wheatgrass shot, depending on where you live, then run from $1.75 to $2 just for a one-ounce shot. Yes, a one-ounce shot. It's about the size of a whiskey glass. That's your shot. And you take that wheatgrass shot, and it'll do wonders for you. But, you know, how did this whole thing begin? How did this get started? The wheatgrass. Well, let's look at it this way. You know, in the 1930s, dehydrated cereal grasses were first used as food supplements. Did you know that? Yes, dehydrated cereal grasses were first used as food supplements. And before vitamin pills came into being, people took grass pills. And that's a fact. They took grass pills. But they were sold in most pharmacies, and doctors prescribed them to patients who suffered from nutritional deficiencies. Hey, you think they'll tell you that today? Nope. And the medical profession based their recommendations on the research done with what? Farm animals. So when young cereal grasses were added to their feed, these animals gained more weight faster, were free of common health problems, recovered from sickness rapidly, and even became fertile, sisters. And a few even went on to law school. That's just a joke. Anyway, in the 1970s, Dr. Ann Wigmore, now, she was the one who popularized the idea of fresh wheatgrass juice for human consumption. Now, let me tell you, her research was inspired by the memory of how her grandmother had healed wounded soldiers in World War I with wild grasses. So she first experimented on herself and found that by eating grasses, she was able to cure gangrene in her leg. She was in a wheelchair. And then at her Hippocrates Health Institute, she grew her own wheatgrass indoors using sun-simulating lights and served the juice to her many guests who turned to her for help after exhausting conventional medical treatments. So wheatgrass juice has since helped thousands recover from serious illness. And as documented at the Hippocrates Health Institute, if you live in Florida, anybody listening, yeah, check out the Hippocrates Health Institute, Palm Beach, Florida, okay? And then there's another one if you live in Puerto Rico, the Optimum Health Institute and the Ann Wigmore Foundation. No, it's called the Ann Wigmore Foundation in Puerto Rico and the Optimum Health Institute in San Diego, California. These are places you can go to recover from serious ailments, okay? So this is something you can look into. You can go and Google these places and institutes, and you can check them out, okay? Yes. So here's a lady who ate grass to heal herself of gangrene. You see, she lived quite a long time. And she died some years back. But she left these institutes and has helped thousands of people recover from cancer and other serious ailments, you see. Yes. So now, why doesn't modern science accept wheatgrass for what it can do? Well, I'll tell you why. Because scientists don't understand it. You know, for them, it's not enough to know that wheatgrass works. They need to know why and how. And this takes an unbelievable amount of time and money to do. So, now, while health food enthusiasts have been touting wheatgrass juice's anti-aging, yes, anti-aging, and anti-cancer properties for years, researchers are just beginning to admit that, yes, perhaps fresh raw vegetables do have protective and healing properties. So scientists, you know, they typically spend decades trying to isolate and identify the beneficial chemicals and vegetables, okay? Oh, well, there are a lot of worse ways that people can spend their time, like doing some telemarketing or something, right? Anyway, in their quest to synthetically reproduce an anti-cancer substance, patent it, and see profits, they fail to recognize the importance of the whole food and the independence of all its components. So meanwhile, the public is not being well served because the headlines aren't shouting out the benefits of fresh wheatgrass juice. And you only read about wheatgrass in health food magazines or from the dedicated owner of a small health food store. Okay? So out wheatgrass, brothers and sisters. If you want excellent health, start taking a shot a day. You see, take the $2 and spend it on that. You take $2 to buy some old soda that destroys your body or some other fast food or something that's bad for you, when you can take this shot and improve your health. Why not? Better than a candy bar. Yes. I mean, you don't feel the difference. You see? Yes, for some of you, you know, your bodies are so toxic when you take it, you might feel a little nauseous, but your body will get used to it, you see? Because it starts detoxifying right on the spot. Yes. Brothers and sisters, please, 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 check out Use. Okay? Go online and check it out. It's great. And don't let no one fool you. Don't let no doctors fool you. Pharmacists fool you. Oh, that's not true. That stuff doesn't work. Blah. Take our drug. Take this drug, buddy. It only has about 30 side effects. That's all. 30. Okay? You might even commit suicide. Gee, wow. Thanks, buddy. I got one problem, and now I might get another 30. That's ridiculous. Who wants to go for that nonsense? I laugh at these commercials, brothers. I just have to laugh. I'm saying, this is just a joke. A joke. Only food is your medicine. And your medicine is food. Yeah, that's old Hippocrates saying. You see? So think about it, brothers and sisters. Don't sleep on this. Don't sleep on it. It's well worth your time to look into it. Anyway, being that we're talking about wheatgrass juice, let's talk about juicing. Yes, juicing. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, see, a lot of you don't eat fruits and vegetables. Some of you just don't like to eat it. So why not make the juice and drink it and get all the benefits? Huh? Think about that. That could be your main drink in the day. Okay? So let's talk about juicing. You know, fruits and vegetables are excellent sources of a wide range of vitamins, minerals, and all kinds of nutrients, including the phytochemicals, you know, compounds that have been shown to combat cancer. Listen, oh, my God. I know people who have started juicing, people who have had cancer, they started juicing, they changed their diet and reversed it and took that cancer into remission, shrunk tumors. Yes, better than any radiation or chemotherapy, that poison that just debilitates your body and terrible, but anyway. Let's keep going on. I don't even want to think about that. But anyway, since more of the healthful substances found in fruits and vegetables are being discovered all the time, no supplement pill can contain all of these compounds, brothers and sisters. Also, because each plant appears to produce particular phytochemicals that work against cancer in particular ways, it is suggested that a rich assortment of fruits and vegetables be included in the diet. It is also recommended that you consume 2 glasses of live juices a day for health maintenance. 4 glasses a day is recommended if you want to speed healing and recovery from illness. Do you understand? Yes. Simple. Simple, brothers and sisters. This is what you can do to reverse serious health conditions. You know, juicing is an excellent means of adding fruits and vegetables to your diet. You know, some of you don't want to take out time to chew your food, so juice it. You know, since juice contains the whole fruit or vegetable, except for the fiber, you don't miss the fiber when you juice, but which is the indigestible part of the plant, it contains virtually all the plant's health promoting components in the juice. So you know, because fresh juices are made from raw fruits and vegetables, all of the components remain intact. You know, when you take juice down, it goes straight to your cells. You see, yes, the cells recognize it and keep the cells healthy, brothers and sisters. That's right. You see? So vitamin C and other water-soluble vitamins can be damaged by overprocessing, and overcooking like some of you do. Some of you just cook your food to death. It is all limp. There's nothing there. You just killed it. The best part of your vegetable that you cooked to death is to drink the elixir, the water in that pot that contains all the minerals and vitamins. You get more out of that than you will that limp, dead vegetable that you overcooked. You should just cook your food. When you cook vegetables, make sure it's not limp and overcooked. It should have a little bit of firmness to it, you understand? Anyway, enzymes, which are proteins needed for digestion and other important functions, also can be damaged by cooking. So fresh juice, however, provides all the plant's helpful ingredients in a form that is easy to digest and absorb. In fact, it has been estimated that fruit and vegetable juices can be assimilated in 20 to 30 minutes. That's how fast it goes through your body. You see? Now I want to pause here and let you know this is Your Health is Your Wealth with your host, Rashad Suni Al-Amin. As I said, I'm a naturopath by profession, a holistic educator. And also, I want to mention Imam Alfred Muhammad's program, Religion Means Alive, which comes on 6 days a week. And he always asks that you send donations to help keep the program alive, and you would send a check or money order to Alfred Muhammad, Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. And also, you can send checks and money orders to his prostate fund. And that would be, you can go online and look up GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate. GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate. He will appreciate whatever donations you can send to keep that fund going and also to keep this program going on. So we thank anybody who sends anything. And if you can't send anything, we know some of you in your heart would like to send something and may not have nothing. I know times are hard and it's not easy send out donations to people because some of you have big families and stuff. But whatever you can send, it's really appreciated. Believe me, he will really appreciate it. Anyway, let's get back to juicing. Yes? I hope you're all taking notes now. Please take notes. I mean, this is very important. You got to share this stuff with your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, you know, friends or whatever. You should share this information and let them know about the program. Let them tune in, okay? Let them tune in every week, okay? They can listen to all the programming here, amen? Alfred's program and my program on Thursday, okay? Anyway, let's get back. Now, ideally, the juices recommended, should be made fresh in your kitchen and consumed immediately. Yes, because the enzymes are there, and you want to take, but listen, don't take your juice when you make it fresh and just gulp it down real fast. No. Just like you're supposed to chew your food slowly so that you can get all the nutrients out of it instead of gulping it down. No, you take your fresh juice, take some, and then swish it around in your mouth a little bit and swallow. And keep doing that. Do it slowly until you're finished. And that's how you get most of the nutrients out of it, from taking your time. Don't just gulp it down like you gulp down your Mountain Dew and Diet Pepsi and all the rest of that stuff that's... Anyway, so much for that. Okay, now, and you know, they got many commercial juices which are heat treated to lengthen the shelf life. Okay, you know, commercial juices are really big, and you get a lot of juice out of it. But they have small juices for the home. Okay, there's different brands and that you can purchase and make your own juice at home. Okay, the commercial juices are basically for juice bars, things of that nature. Those juices there can run up to $2,600, even up to $3,000, depending on what brand you get. And you should do your homework. If you're going into business, do your homework. Find out what is the best juicer that will extract the most juice out of the vegetables. Okay? That's what you look for. Do your homework. Even with the home juicers, do your homework. Make sure you pick out the right one, okay? The best buy for your money that's going to produce the most amount of juice, you see? Yes. So anyway, let's move on. Let's move on, okay? Now, even pure, freshly made juices can lose some of the nutrients by being allowed to sit for long periods of time. Yes. So by buying the best produce available properly, preparing it for juicing and processing it in your own juicer, you will produce the most healthful, nutrient-rich drinks possible. Now, I'll say this. Some of you may say, well, I can't juice every day. Now, what you do, when you make a fresh juice, if you need to make it for 2 or 3 days, you put it in a quart bottle or whatever, a half-gallon bottle, make sure it's glass, and I would say to put some vitamin C powder in there or squeeze some fresh lemon into it to keep it healthy. And you can freeze it if you want, but don't freeze it in a glass bottle, of course. You would have to freeze it in a plastic container or something, okay, that'll help preserve it also, you see. But the lemon juice or the vitamin C powder, you can put in there and help preserve the juice if you cannot juice every day. Do you understand? So now, green juices or green drinks. Now, we did speak about the most powerful green drink earlier, which was the wheatgrass juice. But green juices, they cleanse the body of pollutants, and they have a rejuvenating effect, brothers and sisters. They're made from a variety of green vegetables. Green juices are, like I said, rich in chlorophyll. All green juices are rich in chlorophyll, you know, which helps to purify the blood, build red blood cells, detoxify and heal the body, and provide the body with fast energy. Yeah, I'm telling you, wheatgrass juice, you get fast energy. But green juices, just green juices, give you fast energy. And green juices can be made with alfalfa sprouts, from cabbage. You can juice the kale. You can juice dandelion greens or fresh spinach and other green vegetables, including the wheatgrass, of course. So, like I said earlier, you know, wheatgrass juice is particularly important in any cancer treatment, especially when radiation therapy is involved. So some of you go for that, so you need something to help you with that, you see? So anyway, to sweeten and dilute your green juices, try adding fresh carrot and apple juice. So if you're doing greens, if you wanted to give it a little sweet taste, carrot works well and apple juice works well to give it a nice sweet taste. You see? Yes. And no other fruit juices should be added. Okay? Anyway, green juices have great health benefits. They should be consumed in moderation. Try drinking about 8 to 10 ounces a day. Now, you want to know an excellent green drink? Okay, write this down now. Okay? We call this the ageless cocktail. That would be 4 to 5 carrots, about 3 sprigs of fresh parsley. Okay, I got tongue-tied there. I need some more wheatgrass. Anyway, 1 large handful of spinach, 1 large handful of kale, 1 beet, including the tops, and a clove garlic, 1 clove garlic peeled. And that's a powerful ageless cocktail. But listen, I'm going to specify this. You should use organic vegetables and greens or whatever. Reason why, if you're using vegetables that have been sprayed with chemicals, all you're doing is concentrating the chemicals in the juice. You know, I see people who have juice bars that do not use organic vegetables, and all you're doing is drinking a toxic drink. I'm being very honest. You see? Buy organic. That's what we're going to do at this juice bar. It's going to be all organic. God willing, as long as organic is there, that's what we're going to have. You see? Okay? Anyway, so make sure you wash all your vegetables. You can peel the carrots, cut the tops off and the ends. And the beet should be washed also. And you cut the vegetables in small pieces, small enough to fit into the juicer. Okay? And once you juice it, take it down the hatch. Okay? That's the best way. And it is, I'm telling you, juices are so tasty. You would never think that juices would taste that good. I think the first juice I really ever had was carrot juice. I remember when the little health food stores had a juice bar. The only juice they were selling was carrot juice. And I used to buy the carrot juice. It tastes good. And then I would see carrot juice in cans. That's garbage. You don't even, you know, those certain vegetable juices you see in cans and stores, and even in some of the bottles, been sitting too long. It's dead. It's dead. It's not even worth drinking that stuff. You see, I'm telling you. Some of the smoothies now, you're okay, but juices that have been sitting in cans and bottles. This stuff is dead. The enzymes are gone. You see? Yes, it's sitting too long. Anyway, so I would say the most healthful and delicious of the vegetable juices are beet, cabbage, carrot, celery, cucumber, oh man, that's great, kale, parsley, turnips, spinach, watercress, yeah, good. Of course, wheatgrass juice. And carrot juice is, like I said, is probably the most popular of the juices, but it's packed with what they call beta carotene and the vitamin A precursor that helps fight cancer. And it does. You know, some people say, oh, no, carrots are not good for you. How do you know? Did you do some studies? Did you go in the laboratory? You just heard somebody say, oh, no, carrot juice is no good. It's not good for you. You don't even know. Okay, so if you don't know, don't say nothing. If you can see the results by taking it and it reversed the condition you had, well, that's the experiment you need to do. to find out if it really works. And if it works, great. Okay? It's better than drinking Mountain Dew. You think that's going to do you any good? Or eat your bones up? Or those other colas you drink? Eating up your bones with all that acid in there? Phosphoric acid? Causing osteoporosis? That's not even a helpful drink. That's the worst drink you can drink. Aside from beer and whiskey and all the other crap. Yes, it's crap. I have to say it like that. It's not good for your body. Your body never called for that. That's something you called for. Anyway, let's move on. Don't get me started here, please. But, you know, carrots are the sweetest of the vegetables. You know, the beet is very powerful. It's a very powerful cleanser. Oh, there was a movie one time with Eddie Murphy, I think it was. And what's the sister's name? It's the one that used to purr like a cat. I can't think of her name right now, but she was in the movie. And she made a statement. She was drinking beet juice. Keeps your skin tight. Yes, keeps your skin tight. Oh, what's her name? I can't even think of her name. Just all of a sudden, it just slipped my mind. But anyway, she was right. She was right. It's such a powerful detoxifier. You only need a little piece in that juice. You see, a very small beet is fine. Don't put a whole big beet in there. No, this is if you have a big beet, cut a nice little portion off and stick it to the juice with the rest of the juice, okay? That's the best way. Okay. Anyway, yeah. On the other hand, you know, strong flavored vegetables like broccoli, celery, even onions, parsley, rutabaga, and turnips, for instance, they should be used in small amounts only. You don't make a big glass of that. Small amounts. And with the broccoli, you can use the stems. The stems make a lot of juice, okay? But, you know, those are very powerful now. So, you know, and onions, you know, they're powerful, okay? So just remember that. And onions are very good for you. And, you know, garlic is also a great addition to vegetable drinks. You know, before juicing, drop the garlic into some apple cider vinegar for 1 minute to destroy any bacteria and mold on the surface and to avoid irritating the lining of the intestinal tract. So use only one fresh garlic clove in 2 glasses of juice. Just one little clove, okay? And then, you know, just use the many different vegetables when making your juices, okay? That way you will provide your body with a variety of important and nutrients. Okay? So there's many juices that you can make. Listen, go to the store and buy your juice book. Or buy what they call NutriBullet. And they come with juice recipes. They have 2 books that come with it. You can use those concoctions there, and it tells you what it's good for, what each drink is good for, or whatever. You know, great. I mean, there's so many out there now. You see? And, but, you know, and there's one juice I do want to mention. I think I've mentioned it on this program many times, but being we're speaking about juice, let me share this with you. Cabbage juice is the best juice to heal ulcers. Yes, cabbage juice. Now, you can make it all cabbage and drink it a couple times a day. In a few days, your ulcer will be healed. Okay? It kills that bacteria, Helicobacter bacteria. So, but like I just said, use organically grown. And if you want, because some of you may not be able to handle the cabbage juice by itself, but when you do make the cabbage juice, use like a quarter to a half a head of cabbage. And if you want to give it a better taste, you can put 1 apple in there, or you can put 2 carrots in there, okay? And if you need to, you can put a cup of steamed distilled water in there. So this is something you can do. All right? What about fruit juices? I tell you, fruit juices are great. And you know, fruit smoothies are even wonderful. I had me such a great smoothie this morning, too. See, I love juices and I love smoothies. They're meals in itself. Yes, meals in itself. You see? And you don't feel all bloated up like, you know, some of you want to eat two porterhouse steaks and or three buffalo burgers or whatever the heck you're eating out there, you understand, you know, or a two-pounder burger, brontosaurus burger or whatever. Come on now. You can't eat like that and expect good health. You have to get away from that. You see? You got to cut down on meat. I mean, if you only eat meat, eat organically grown or raised meat. And the meat you should eat, it shouldn't be no more than what fits in the palm of your hand. And that should be small. Not those big burgers. And then after you eat that, you don't even have no energy. You're too tired, falling asleep. You know? Yes. I think some of you have been watching the Flintstones too long. We getting these brontosaurus burgers and stuff. Yeah, man, give me a two-pounder. Look at all these burger places opening up all over the country. Yeah, big burgers. Ridiculous. I thank God very much that he got me away from that. That he, you know, just guided me to information to help save me from having bad health. You see? Yes, I'm telling you, educate yourself. Learn about these things. Learn how to heal your body naturally. You see? Stop depending on Dr. Zhivago or Dr. What's his name? I can't think of the one with the two personalities. Oh, Jekyll and Hyde or whoever. Don't depend on these guys. Depend on Mother Nature, the way God made it. The herbs, huh? Yes, the vegetables and the fruits and the grains and the seeds and all the good things and the nuts, all that good stuff. Some of you go, I can't eat nuts. Make a smoothie. Yes, they're great. You can make nut milks. Use almonds and add some water and make a nut milk. Very healthy. All that calcium, all that good stuff. Anyway, with the fruit juices, any fruit can be juiced. But certain juices are particularly helpful and delicious. And one of the best for cleansing is watermelon. You can make a watermelon juice. It's a powerful cleanser. You know, I love watermelon, but listen, let me share this with you. You have to know this, brother and sister. When you purchase watermelon, make sure it has black seeds in it. Stop buying seedless fruits and melons. You know why? They're clones. They are cloning these foods just like they clone Dolly the sheep. That's what you eat. Never buy seedless anything. The seed is supposed to be in the fruit, the melon, whatever, it's supposed to be in there. Even bananas now. You notice bananas? You remember bananas? You would peel the banana and you take a bite and you would see little teeny black seeds in there. Look again. Do you see them? Cloned bananas? Think about it. Anyway, watermelon juice. Now, let me say something. Let's go back in history. I have to share this with you here. You know, during slavery times, when they had our brothers and sisters, African Americans, in chattel slavery, and, you know, they would feed them the worst food, pork and all this nonsense, and just terrible food, not healthy food, you see. But they used to make mockery of the African American, especially the brothers. They make cartoons showing a brother eating a watermelon and just grinning, yeah, you know, trying to make mockery. But they didn't realize why the brother was grinning. He said, yeah, you're feeding me all this bad food, but I'm eating this watermelon, and it's detoxifying my body. Detoxifying my body, baby. Yes. It's one of the best detoxifiers there is. So he had the last laugh. And do you know that watermelon is an African food? Yes, it is. Think about it. Yes. So anyway, watermelon is great. And just put a whole big piece of watermelon, and you can use the rind, but make sure it's organic, and wash it well. Now, if you don't put the rind in there, make sure you wash the outer part, okay? And you can put that through the juicer, too, and you'll get plenty of nutrients, okay? And then you can make other juices, such as, and let me say something, watermelon juice tastes so good. Oh, my God, I remember the first time I had watermelon juice back in the 70s. It was a Steak and Take in Harlem, in New York. Went over there, me and my friend Willie. We went over there, you understand? And we were doing some business over there. So we stopped at this Steak and Take over there. I think it was 125th Street. I can't remember exactly. It was a while back. The brother had watermelon juice. I said, let me get a cup of that watermelon juice, man. I never had watermelon juice. You know, I know how the watermelon tastes. But man, when he poured that in and I drank that, I said, oh, my God, this is delicious, man. I said, brother, this is one of the best tasting juices I ever tasted. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, juice it. Juice it. It's wonderful, man. Listen. You're in seventh heaven, and you're cleansing your body at the same time. Isn't that great? Think about it. So anyway, other great juices, apple juice. Apple juice is excellent. And you know, apple a day keeps the doctor away. You should eat an apple a day. Yes, it's high in fiber. Got all kind of nutrients. You know, it's great for the heart. Yes. Get the apples. You can juice apricots. The bananas, now you can't juice that, but you can put that in a smoothie. You see, berries can be juiced, but put it in a smoothie instead. It tastes better, but mix the bananas and the berries together. Get a little almond milk, okay? And you can throw some nuts and seeds in there and blend it all up. You can have a Vitamix or whatever you use, or the Ninja, whatever you use. And make that smoothie, take it down the hatch. I tell you, you have a whole meal right there. Great. You can also do kiwi, melons, pears. Pear juice, oh, pear juice is very tasty, but I'm telling you, pear juice tastes good. It is really great. That's one of my favorite juices. Is pear juice. You see? Yeah, you want to try that, I'm telling you. Throw those pears in that juicer. You'll be, this is great. This is great. You see? You want to try that. Orange juice. Fresh orange juice. I'm telling you, I remember when I used to work in New York, me and my friend Rab, you know, we would come from work, and before we got on the train back to Jersey, we would just stop at this place on the corner. This guy had this orange juice machine. It would just flip the oranges and press the juice out. And I'm telling you, that juice was so good. I mean good, fresh, live, you see. And do you know orange juice is good for your memory? Good for your memory. I'm telling you, it helps you with Parkinson's too, but it would talk about that another day, you see. But, you know, you fresh fruit juices, you know, you can make about 10 to 12 ounces per day, which is I would recommend at least 10 to 12 ounces a day. And, you know, one good juice you can put together, take a kiwi. Now you got to peel it. Get some red grapes,
make sure they have the seeds. Don't get that clone stuff. I mean, you know, I have to hate to say this, but it's hard to find great switch seeds. It really is, unless you grow them in your backyard or something, you see. And then put an apple in there. And just make sure you wash everything thoroughly before you, you know, put it through the juicer. And you can pour that over ice in the summertime and drink it. I tell you, that's a great elixir. You sit back. I don't know, you're on your porch out there in Arizona somewhere or down in Oklahoma where it's hot or wherever, Florida, and just sip and enjoy. Yes, sip and enjoy. I mean, come on. That's better than any of those concoctions that you buy from the store, that processed crap. You understand? Fresh is best. Fresh is best. You can feel the difference in your body. Look, sisters. You want beautiful skin? You want beautiful hair? Throw away those doggone wigs, please. First of all, stop buying wigs. Stop being artificial. I can understand if you just lost all your hair or something. That's a different story. But respect your hair that God gave you. But when you start taking in these good juices and things of that nature, you start to have beautiful hair. Your skin becomes beautiful. You don't need that makeup and all that crap that you put on your face that clogs up your pores and later on, who knows, you might develop cancer or something. Yes, be natural. Get rid of those fake nails and all that stuff that causes fungus on your nails. And these stupid-looking eyelashes. You want 4 feet eyelashes. You're walking around with 4 feet eyelashes, putting all that glue on there. Come on now. That's not good. That causes problems. Get rid of that. Be natural the way God made you from Jump Street, okay? That's how you should be. Stop making these people rich buying all that nonsense. I have never seen so many wigs in my life. Wig stores all in our neighborhood. Yes, all in our neighborhoods. Koreans coming in and getting rich off you. You got blue wigs, red wigs, orange wigs, purple and all mixed color wigs, looking like Bozo the Clown or something. I don't know. You know, all these crazy looking wigs. You see? Yes. I'm like, my God, what happened to hair? And some of you getting, I don't know, these shots and injections so you can get a bigger butt and all that stuff and hormones and I don't know, all this stuff y'all putting in. And now for the lips. Sticking stuff in the lips to make them fatter and stuff. Come on now. It's ridiculous. Thank God for whatever body you got. Make the best of it. Okay? I'm telling you. Don't hate yourself. That's what you're doing. You're hating yourself by buying all that crap. Oh, I don't like the way I look. Huh? Well, beautify yourself by eating correct. Drinking fresh juices, smoothies, eating organic, and believe me, you will bring the beauty out. The beauty will come out. I'm telling you. And as the temptation said, beauty's only skin deep. Yeah, right? And that's what the beauty really is. It's that beautiful spirit. It's that beautiful mind. That beautiful character. That's the beauty. Not the physical. Yeah, I mean, everybody likes to see a nice, pretty woman, or the ladies like to see a handsome man. But those looks could be gone overnight. Then what's left? Huh? Think about it. What's left? So if you, oh, who's that lady? Oh, that lady on the internet. She's like 70 years old. She looks like she's 30 years old. I can't think of a name right now. I Googled it on the internet, and they had the videos on there. They even had her on some talk programs or news programs on TV, and she's a sister down in Georgia, I believe it is. And she looks so beautiful. And guess what? She's a vegan. She grows her own vegetables and herbs in her backyard. She looks so youthful. Her body looks youthful. Looks better than some of these young girls. I'm telling you. Her husband, who didn't want to go along with the program, people, when they see her with her husband, they think her husband's her grandfather. I know it's embarrassing, but he doesn't mind. He say, "Hey, listen, I got this fine young lady." But I'm just telling you, you can look beautiful by eating properly. Stop putting alcohol in your body. Stop drinking, smoking cigarettes. Stop using drugs, and you'll always have some beauty. Yes, sisters, even you brothers, you want to look handsome. You do the same thing. Do the same thing. You understand? Preserve your bodies. Stop abusing your bodies. You're not going to get anywhere. You only get one body. Respect your body. You see? God gave you that. Not to abuse, but to use it to serve Him, to serve humanity. So you want to keep it in good shape. You understand? Oh, my God. My brothers and sisters, you know, I enjoyed this evening speaking with you. I just pray you all got something out of it. Before I close out again, I have to repeat it. And because this is important, we want to keep this program going. We want to keep Imam Alpha Muhammad's Religion Means Alive program going on 6 days a week, and this program, Your Health Is Your Wealth, on Thursday evenings. But we can't keep it going unless some funds are sent to keep this program going. It costs money. Okay? So we asked, if you can, okay, if you can, you know, we're not mad at you, if you can, send whatever donations you want, check a money order to Alfred Muhammad, Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. And also, those who want to send money orders or checks to his GoFundMe project or the prostate, send it. Go online to GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate. Okay? Okay, so we're just asking those who can. Okay, if you can, we thank you anyway, at least for listening, because you don't get some benefit. So again, my brothers and sisters, I pray all of you got something out of this program. And we pray we'll be on next week to share some more valuable information. So, I greet you, and I pray that you all have a good evening, that you have a nice meal this evening, that you feed your children a good meal and educate them and let them listen to this program also, so they can also benefit. And remind you that, Mommy, I heard that man, he said that you should eat this fruit and you should juice and you should do this because I want to be healthy. Okay? This is asking too much. So again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Peace and blessings. Good evening. Whatever. Okay? I love you all. Hopefully, we'll be together next week for the next show that you can all have something to benefit from. Again, thank you. God bless. Peace.